Welcome to the show. Listen with the ears, understand with your hearts. Namaste, bitches. So come with me on this journey. Just you and me, living the dream. So close your eyes and set your soul free. Remember all you need is L-O-V-E. So say it with me. It's just me, myself, and Irene. So soon you'll see. It's just me, myself, and Irene. Just me, myself, and Irene. Sweet and salty.
Yeah!
Well, hello there. And welcome back to me, myself, and Irene. Won't you join me in a moment? Just to feel relaxed. To feel grateful, thankful. And overall, happy. Hello, everybody. Well, that was a lovely way to start the show, don't you think? It's good to just take a moment. And sometimes have a moment, or multiple, but keep it at multiple orgasms instead of moments. Try to keep it balanced in life. It is a balance of having moments and having orgasms. That's not that bad of a life, you know? What's going on? What's new? Wishing you so many positive vibes, so much love and light your way, especially during these hard times. You know, I keep hearing sad things about people how are being affected right now by COVID and the pandemic and things being closed and, you know, people losing their jobs, losing loved ones, you know, not being able to really say goodbye to loved ones because due to restrictions in the hospital and things like that. It's so very easy to get caught up in the fact that, you know, our social lives have come to a halt and our everyday lives have been kind of changed, most likely for a long-term period of time. You know, it's easy to forget the fact that so much of humanity has been touched by this thing and some not in such a good way. You know, some people lost their lives and some people's lost their jobs and some people have been affected by this in other ways. So, you know, I think we need to keep a little bit of compassion in our hearts and a little bit of patience, you know, and I say that to myself when I start feeling frustrated that, you know, it isn't the same to just go out and have something to eat. And it is a different experience now. I mean, I bartend for a living and there's a social part of my life that's missing. You know, come on, I'm talking into a microphone here. Just because, you know, come on. Because I crave that. You know, I enjoy that banter and that back and forth and seeing people that I know and getting to know people and getting to know, you know, giving someone something to look forward to after work and, you know, being someone that someone can talk to or just being someone that can pour somebody a drink, you know, as simple as that. So, of course, it's going to feel off balance when your purpose has been kind of skewed and kind of taken off course. But I've just been trying to remember that this is all temporary and life changes and life moves and you got to just move with it. And we're just going to have to see what happens. You know, I feel for the parents out there with school and the teachers and, you know, everybody in the educational system, what they must be going through, because that's a hard decision to make, you know, but life does need to go on in some capacity, right? So it is a hard balance, and I do have faith that it will all work out. So keep the faith with me, people, all right? It's gonna be all right. Don't you worry. And remember, just turn on the show. And you're going to feel better because you go, okay, it's not as bad as this broad. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, that's my rant of the day. And we can move on to other things, you know? What else is new? I fell bringing in groceries the other day. Scraped my knee like a child. I can't remember the last time I scraped my knee, you know? Well, I guess you would actually have to do activities outside to scrape your knee, but, you know, I'll just do it while I'm carrying my groceries in, you know? I fell for two reasons. One, I am a klutz. Totally 100% a klutz. Drop things, I fall, you know? Probably anyone who knows me most likely has a story about how I fell down their flight of steps or how I lit their comforter on fire, you know? Definitely somebody's got one where I broke their favorite wine glass, you know, that their grandmother gave them and passed down since the 1800s and is made of blown glass from the Arabian sand or something. And I'm just like, sorry, I'll get you another one from Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, it's not going to be the exact same thing, but, like, I'll try. You know, and the other reason why I fell was I had way too many groceries on my arms, you know? I was way too much. I'm an overachiever when it comes to that. Because, not because I'm trying to be, you know, proactive or anything. I'm not trying to get, like, my exercise in or anything like that. Don't get me wrong, you know? I'm just that lazy. I don't want to make multiple trips from my car to the house, to the car to the house, you know, taking groceries back and forth. One and done. You know what I'm saying? So pack them on. Let's do this. I don't care if it feels like my forearms are just gonna break off. And I'll just be standing there with my two arm stubs. Just be like, yeah. I lost my arms, but I made it to the porch. Oh, yeah. Speaking of the porch, I found a praying mantis on the porch the other day, too. A lot of activity on the porch recently. But that was a really cool finding for me, you know? I am a very spiritual person, you know, I like think the world is speaking to me, and I think, you know, I'm like Snow White, and, or which was the princess where the birds and stuff talked to her? Oh, that was Cinderella, right? Cinderella. Yeah, I guess.
Goes.
I still love Disney movies. They're good. Show your kids Disney movies. I know they got a lot of other good stuff out there, but don't forget the classics. All right. They got to keep them alive. So seeing a praying mantis is like the mecca of sightings of different kind of animals and insects and things in some cultures and in some beliefs. And for me, it is. It was always something I was taught growing up. I remember, you know, oh, there's a praying mantis. You know, don't touch the praying mantis. Look at the praying mantis. Look at his little hands. He's praying, you know. That's why a lot of people and a lot of cultures believe, you know, it's the sighting of a spirit. Or, you know, even actually there's some cultures that think it's a negative thing. You know, if you look at it, it can actually make you sick. And then there's some cultures that believe it might be your impending death. So things are looking really good or really bad for me. So I guess we'll see. You know what I'm saying? What else is new? What movies are we watching these days? You know, I'm a big movie buff. I love watching movies, shows. You know, there's nothing like a good movie, though. We watched Greyhound recently. Did you watch that one yet? The new Tom Hanks. The new Tom Hanks. Any history buffs out there? It was really good, actually. And I say actually because history, hit or miss with me, you know? I'm not that educated. So things that are just a little bit above where, you know, I swim, you know, I'm kind of like just treading water the whole movie like, oh, shit, what the fuck is going on? I think I'm supposed to know about this stuff, but I don't. And I'm not going to ask anybody. I'm just going to pretend like I know what's going on here. But Greyhound was good. You know, one of the best parts was the captain. Every time he like addressed and made an announcement, they would blow a whistle first, and then they'd be like, now hear this, and then he'd make his announcement. Like, yo, what an awesome way to like get everybody all hyped up for your announcement, you know? Like, listen up, our captain's about to say something. But like, in all seriousness, what really struck me in this particular film personally was the bravery of these men. You know, I couldn't even wrap my head around how much courage and strength and brains and guts these guys had. Or they were just freaking stupid and had no idea that it was going to be like that. But I don't think that was the case, because these were well-trained, educated, young people, you know? It's so incredible to watch this sacrifice and this act of courage. Thought that was cool, you know? And then it made me feel like, damn, Irene, you're a piece of shit. What are you doing with your life? I'm not sacrificing shit, you know? Honestly, there's some days where I just don't even want to get off my couch to get to the remote. There's days where I'm lazy, my phone is going off, it's on the table. I'm like, you know what? If it's important, they're going to call back, you know? If it's someone over the age of 50, they're going to leave a voicemail. And anyone under that age is going to text you, so. Ah, technology and how it changes. I'd say the most current part of technology that's like the best is Touch ID. Am I right? To all my people out there who can't remember their passwords, Touch ID is the dream come true. It really is, actually. You know, dream come true for those of us who forget our passwords. I mean, there's probably some normal, responsible adults out there that are like, what the hell are you talking about? Just remember your passwords or write them down or be organized about it. And you know what? You're right. That sounds terrific. And that seems like a great way to do it. But you know what? For some reason, I cannot remember my passwords. So, and it's always like the same, it's like a variation of the same thing. So it's just like, it's password roulette, you know? At any moment, I could get it, because I'm right there. I mean, that doesn't really sound like the rules of roulette at all. But you get the gist. You got the cut of my jib. So yeah, I mean, Touch ID and facial recognition software and phones and all that is just amazing, you know? And of course, right now, in a time where we have such a distinctive and personal way to sign into our devices, we currently now live in a world where we have to now cover our faces and wear gloves. So now neither one of these features works unless you're in the comfort of your own home. And that's pretty much why I've been home this whole time. I mean, I don't want to put my password. I don't know the password to my phone. Okay, I got to stay home to open it. All right, that's the truth. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Henny hoot. But yeah, well, check out Greyhound. Yeah, I know, I've taken you all the way back to that, you know, because why not? I get away from my point a lot, but I find my way back. You know, that's just kind of the way I am. You know, it takes me a little bit, but I get there. And if you've been listening, you know that that's very true. So thanks for hanging with me. You know, I appreciate it. I'd say the last thing I'll say about the Greyhound was, you know, I had to commend them on their decision making. I mean, literally seconds matter. matter. That it's that quick that you have to communicate and make a decision and fire and go. And, you know, what an incredible situation to be in, you know? I can't make a decision to save my own life. I mean, I will go food shopping. I'll stay picking out bananas, you know? Seems like a normal enough thing. No. I will stare at the bunch of bananas, trying to decide which ones are the best ones to purchase, you know? At least now they're hanging. You know, I feel like I'm actually picking them from a tree. You know, they used to be just like a ball pit of bananas. You would just, you know, take them out of there. But now at least you're like, ooh, it's like picking them off of a banana tree. But it takes a while because I'm like, oh, okay, this one is this many. You know, I can't imagine making like a fast, educated decision where lives are at stake. You know, it's pretty cool. It's commendable. So getting to my point, I think I can. Well, here we are at the end of the point. I commend those who spend their time on this earth protecting others and sacrificing their time and putting their lives on the line. So that's super cool. So thank you. And might take that for granted from time to time, but definitely got to say and give thanks and be grateful when you feel it. So sending the love out to everyone out there, you know, all the heroes. Thank you. There goes Reen's hero. Oh boy. It is true what I said about getting to my point. It does take me a while to get to my point. You know, just like sometimes it takes me a while for things to like click and hit me, you know? I'm not dumb. It just, you know, takes a minute or two to rattle around in there, you know? Probably like watching a home run in slow motion, you know, just like, you know, going for first, going for second, going for third, sliding into home, you know, and the dust just slowly just like skirting your way into home base. And you know, you make it there and you're like, all right, and the crowd goes wild. You know, there's always got to be an audience. Come on now. No, but really, you know, so it's, I'm going to get there. Don't you worry. All right. Don't need to worry about me. You know, I'll work it out eventually. I might seem like really spaced out, but I promise you there's brain activity going on. I remember one time my mom's friend, I was young, she was trying to talk to me about something, and I guess I wasn't responding, and she's like, Irene, are you out to lunch? No, I had tuna. thought she asked me what I had for lunch. Unbelievable. Any hoot. I couldn't believe that I used a baseball analogy, actually. I'm just thinking about that. I use a baseball analogy, which is really out of character for me. Because you know what? I am not really a sports person, you know? I consider myself more of like a social sport, you know? A social sports fan. You know, it's kind of like a social drinker. Only it's that I watch sports only with other people and I drink mainly alone. So, you know, there's that. Speaking of sports, if you were hoping I was going to say speaking of alcoholism, it's coming. Don't you worry. That episode is not far behind. So don't you fret. We will be going down that yellow brick road at some point. I would say the most fascinating thing about sports, though, is men's knowledge of sports. It's incredible. It's mind-boggling to me. They remember so many things. Men will remember the tiniest details, every detail about multiple and multiple sports. It's not just football or basketball or baseball or hockey. I mean, they'll know multiple genres. It's incredible to me. I mean, they know stats, players, jersey numbers, the amount of games they've played, their contract information, where they played in college, you know, their average PPR or points per game. Oh, sugi, sugi. I didn't know that one. You know, their blood type, their favorite sex position. You know, how many times their dad had to beat them until they'd become a famous athlete or some shit. I don't know. It's just crazy. Crazy amount of facts these guys know about this stuff. You know? But if you ask your man, where were you Friday night? He suddenly got amnesia. You know, he's like, duh. Oh, I don't know. I was with you. I don't know. Or if you're like, you know, what do you, like, see for our future? Like, what do you see in our happening in our future? You know? He's like, flying cars and robots? You know, but if you tried something like, hey, Jack, who won the World Series in 1979? You know, by chance? Oh, 79? Pittsburgh, 4-3. Pittsburgh won 4-3 to Baltimore. And not only will they, you know, answer that question, but they'll also give you, like, bonus information. You know, it's like, bonus info. You know, it's like, oh, that was also the year that, Gretzky, he fired his first goal, man. You know? And, actually, Pittsburgh won the Super Bowl that year, too. So, go figure, man. Great year for sports. You know, I make fun, but actually, you know, retaining such information is pretty impressive and pretty cool. And at least it's useful knowledge, you know? You know, if the FBI downloaded my hard drive of my brain, you know, there'd be a combination of every conversation I've almost ever had transcribed. There'd be music lyrics and movie quotes, you know, and a whole lot of bunch of thoughts up there, you know. So at least these men are using their brains for facts, you know. But gotta tell you something else, though. Those facts not really gonna help you in a fight, you know. Doesn't really matter who won the Super Bowl in 2002 when you're fighting with your girl. You know what I'm saying? But what I got up in my brain, you know, my filing cabinet filled with transcripts of conversations will help in a fight, you know? So when he says, you know, I never said I would take the garbage out, I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute. I'm like, let me check my data because I have a folder that says last week labeled on it. And it's inside is a conversation transcribed that I said, honey, can you please take the garbage out on your way to work? And you said, yes, honey. So booyah. That's what I do with my brain power. You know, hang on to every word and last thing people say. Isn't that ridiculous, though, when you really say it out loud and it makes you think, you know what? Maybe if I filled my brain with some more facts and less BS, you know, I'd probably be the same. It wouldn't change. I can't help it, you know? It's hard. Yeah, I'm aware. I'm always paying attention to everything in the details of conversation, too. You know, I'm not just listening to what the person says. Because that's the thing. I'm a really good listener. So I'm going to listen to the person. But not only am I listening to them, I'm looking at them. I'm kind of studying them. Like, I'm kind of creepy. You know, I am my own personal anthropologist in my own mind. You know, I just like to study people and, like, the way they are and the, you know, how they talk and, you know. So when I kill them later, you know, I can assemble their body parts and pretend to be them, and I'll have their personality down to them. Is that a little sick for some of ya? Sorry. sometimes you gotta go down there, you know, every now and then, keep it a little creepy. Speaking of creepy and weird, you're really gonna enjoy this next segment of the show. It's a very special show today because we have a special guest. I am so very happy and excited to introduce the very first guest on Pappy's Pals. Pappy's Pals, Pappy's Pals, chilling with my pals, hanging with my pals, talking with my pals, laughing with my pals, crying with my pals, I love my pals, Pappy's Pals. Ladies and gentlemen, the very first of my Pappy Pals, one of my favorite Pappy Pals, Gabriella!
Hi, I'm Gab.
Hey, Gab!
Hey, Irene.
Welcome to my show. Thanks for being on here today.
Well, thanks for having me here today.
We're going to talk about something very special.
Oh, Lord.
Well, first I would like to say, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for doing Gabbin' with Irene with me and for calling me up on that random day and saying, let's do a podcast, because I knew we were meant to do something like this. So thank you so much. And thank you for your support on me, myself, and Irene. It really means a lot to me.
Yeah, so support all the way.
So the way. I think that's really cool of you, and I think you set a great example for others, and I think you're a cool person.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be the Irene to your Gabbin with Irene.
I'm happy you are the Irene to my Gabbin, and you allow me to be the Gabbin to your Irene.
Well, this is simpatico.
Thank you. I appreciate all that. That was very sweet. You didn't have to say all that.
I really mean it.
I'm blushing. I'm going to start crying.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited for our adventure, which is starting Monday, August 10th.
Monday!
Do you think there will be multiple episodes available?
I think there will be multi-pal.
So there'll be, everybody could kind of get to know us in that first week with the first couple episodes.
Yeah.
You know?
Some laughing, some crying.
Yeah.
Some sexual talk.
Innuendos, even.
Yeah, innuendos.
And talks.
Mm. Yeah, there's going to be some good stuff. Maybe you'll smell my feet.
I mean, wouldn't be a day without it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know? No, but it'll be good. Hopefully, all you, me, myself, and Ireners, maybe check it out. Maybe not. Whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll be gooder. Is gooder a word? I don't know, but whatever. It won't be gooder, but it's going to be all good. I don't know. Now I'm getting all gooder. Like, what the heck did I just say? Gooder. Gooder?
You have a very good vocabulary, I have to say.
You know, I'm very upset with myself today because I looked up on Google, what does modest mean?
But you are modest. Kind of.
Am I? I didn't understand the definition for it. So I was like, not going to use this word in this sentence. Delete.
Like humble.
I try to be humble. I try. I mean, not that I have anything to be
maybe
humble
you're not
for.
Modest.
I don't know. Not
you
that
flaunt
I
flaunt it a little.
Flaunt what?
You got a little swag. A little bit.
I don't know.
I think so.
All right. Well, thanks for
you got a good haircut.
Well, this is just fresh.
Oh, okay.
This is freshy. I got a freshy. It's nice and crisp. Crisp.
Like an apple.
Yes.
Bite into that.
Bite into it. Yes.
Yeah. So bite into some Gabbin' with Irene this Monday for talks like this and more.
Oh, yeah. Much more.
Way more. Way more nudity.
Check it out.
I like when Gab gets a fresh haircut because she's really feeling herself.
Oh, yeah. I was driving down here. I was like, got my hair done. Check my nails. Baby, how you doing? Feeling gorgeous here.
I can just feel it off you.
I was like vibing. I was singing. I was getting all like, feeling gorgeous here. And that man don't love you. Oh, no. If that girl don't love you anymore, just walk your funnels out the door.
That's really good.
Yeah, right?
I do my hair toss, check my nails.
Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell. Yeah, that was my jam.
That was it. I was vibing down here.
When that first came out, I was like, damn, that is a jam.
Oh, I see. In my mind, I think it just came out. So
oh.
I'm like, perfect timing in my life for this song.
Oh, I'm good.
So I like
that's
blast
a good, yes.
it. I'm like, yeah.
I can totally relate to that. I'm just a year prior to you right now.
Yeah, so any song that has to do with breakups and stuff, I'm like, bump it. Like, what's the other song?
The reject, like, all the rejects one is good. When you see my face, hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell.
Old, but that shit.
Yeah, I like that banger. One. That's a good ex
that is
song,
fun.
Whatever.
You know what
song.
Else it is? It's like, so don't go out. Don't show up. Don't come out. Because it's like that. Like
oh,
that,
that shit bops.
That shit is a bop. I be bumping that
Dua
music.
Lipa or something her
yeah,
name is.
Yeah, I don't know. But I be bumping that where it's like, don't care now.
Mm-hmm. Don't go out.
Don't go out.
Don't start caring about me now. Walk away. You know how.
Don't go out. Now. Yeah, that song, whatever.
If you don't want to see me dancing with somebody. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I
that song's
I was
a bop.
The only person that liked that song.
No, oh, I've been bumping that. And then, like, of course, Sam Smith, all his, like, sappy shit, like, you know.
Yeah, you gotta. He's.
Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody.
I, that is a good one.
Ooh, baby, baby. Yeah, those. Yeah, so I'm bumping, like, music like that right now.
Okay.
Juice WRLD just came out with a good one. You should check it out.
All right. What's it called?
I don't know
oh,
the
okay.
name of it, but
sorry,
it's
I didn't
like,
mean to call you out
no,
there.
No, that's fine. But it's like
oh,
really
where was
good.
It recorded?
I think Los Angeles.
That's a safe bet.
That is a safe bet.
I like that.
I'm gonna say that.
I'll LA? Take Los Angeles for 200, Alex. Thank you.
Actually, it was recorded in, but no, probably LA. But yeah, it's like some like it's good. So yeah, I'm bumping all those musics and shit. Just got my hair cut, so I'm feeling
yeah.
this hail.
I'm feeling the vibes, and I like it. Yes.
I like it, too.
I
you got
love...
good vibes.
Yeah.
You got good vibes.
We
Let
do.
It radiate.
Yeah.
Radiate.
Yes. And when you're feeling somebody's vibes, tell them. You're like, yeah, I like your vibes today, man. Keep on keeping yeah. on, Gab.
Keep on keeping on, Reen.
I will.
How's it go? Oh, shit. How does it go?
Which one?
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World?
Is that what I'm
Keep
thinking
Keep on keeping on.
No. There's like, party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Yeah. Party on, Reen.
Party on, Gab.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to come up with our own.
Yeah, we might have to.
You know? That was delightful.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing up.
Thank you for having me, Irene. I appreciate it.
And thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I look forward to...
What's to come. So do I. I look forward to all of it.
It's going to be good.
It
all
is
right.
going to be good.
Good vibes.
Deuces.
Peace out, Gab. Thanks for stopping by.
Yep.
All righty. Well, she is a fun guest. And you know, if you like weird, and this Gabbing with Irene is for the weird and the weirder, you know? So definitely pack your sense of humor for that one if you're going to listen on in. And that'll be available on Anchor Monday, August 10th. And we'll be promoting that on our social medias. You can always follow me at It's Irene Pappas on Instagram and Twitter. And on Facebook, It's Irene Pappas. Just my name, though, not It's. That's not, like, my first name. And then, like, my middle name's Irene. My real name is, like, It's Irene Pappas. Although, I should think about maybe changing it. I mean, it kind of is catchy, right? It kind of makes sense. You know, I'll have to look into that and see what kind of documentation I'll need for that. I'm sure my mom would love that one anyway. Yeah, so look forward to Gabbing with Irene starting on Mondays. New episodes of Me, Myself, and Irene coming at you every Thursday. Thanks for hanging around. And I'm glad you got to meet my crazy cousin. Get to experience a little bit of what it's like when we're around each other. You know, it's just... bunch of singing and weird conversations and a lot of nonsense, you know, but I like that kind of thing. So if you like that kind of thing, you know, give us a shot and throw it on. And again, my bottom line is at least maybe you'll feel better about yourself. You know what I mean? You'd be like, oh, that's always my positive, all right? That's always my silver lining for you, all right? I'm at your service here, all right? I might not be, you know, a rock star, but, you know, I'm here for you. So that's all I got to say about that, you know? But, you know, everyone, even though we might fall and scrape a knee every now and then, and we might not feel brave enough, and we might not be soldiers or saving lives, but remember, there is something special about you. even if you really gotta dig deep for it, you know? Go to the Home Depot, get the proper shovel, and start digging. All right? Let your soul shine, baby. Keep on keeping on. And here's sending you some positive vibes, baby. May you always remember to search for the beauty, even in the darkest parts of yourself and the world. Until next time, namaste, bitches. Yeah! Thanks for listening to another Pappy Productions.